Encounter in the Pleiades. From Preston B. Nichols' book. Part 3 Audiobook. In our galaxy, we have three groups or confederations. The terms I will use to describe them were originally channeled by Duncan Cameron from his information source. These groups are the Neverans, the Galactic Confederation, and the Leverans. The Neveran group is really just a name for the Pleiadian Confederation, which we have already discussed. Sometimes considered to be the good guys, they have a strict non-interference directive. The Galactic Confederation parallels the United Nations we have on this planet. It consists of many different groups that got together and formed a confederation of planets. They are pretty much neutral and also have a non-interference directive, which is derived from the Pleiadian Confederation or Neverans but is not as severe. While the Galactic Confederation has a code which allows them to interfere to maintain balance or save one of their own, the Pleiadian non-interference code is absolutely unconditional. Even if the Pleiadians lose a battlecruiser on this planet, they are forbidden from blowing a city away in order to retrieve their cruiser. They would most likely send operatives to destroy the craft and keep it out of other hands. The third group is the Leverans. Duncan actually channeled a long and complicated spelling, but I use the simple phonetic spelling Leveran. The word Leviathan, which can be etymologically traced to the word snake, derived from this group called the Leverans. They represent the archetype of a devil or supernegative being. This is the negative side. They will step on people in order to get what they want and enforce the idea that the end justifies the means. The Leveran alliance consists of reptilians and greys, and their leader is from a planet called Draco, which orbits Draco Major in the Orion constellation. That is why the Leverans are sometimes referred to as the Orion Alliance. There is also a group of Pleiadians who tie into the Orion Alliance. They are rebels and fighters, but they are fiercely protective of their other fellow Pleiadians. There are actually three groups of Pleiadians. First are the Aryan Pleiadians, which is where the term Aryan came from. They are philosophers, thinkers and dreamers. Some of them will not fight under any circumstances. The Alderan Pleiadians are doers. They also think well but are oriented towards doing things. This name is also used in the Star Wars movie. They are sort of in between the Aryan philosophers and soldiers, which comprise the third group, the Aldebaran Pleiadians. These are commonly called the negative Pleiadians. They are the ones who contacted Hitler and sent him off to protect and foster the Aryan race. They thought they were protecting their brothers and have been known to take their concerns to extremes. Although the Aldebarans are Pleiadians, they align more with the Orion group. They do not religiously follow the non-interference code of the other Pleiadians and might come to this planet to rescue a Pleiadian from one of the other two groups. I don't know how the Draconians are set up, but there are at least three different versions of them. Some of the Draconian alliance even appear to be quite human. They are not all reptilian or insectoid in appearance. With the different agendas that have been referred to, it is obvious that there is conflict in the universe. There is the Pleiadian alliance, which wants no interference of any kind. Then, there is the Galactic Confederation, which wants conditional interference. Finally, there is the Leverans or Orions, who require major interference and want to run the entire show and annex Earth to the Draconian Empire. All of this results in the basic strife we see here, the battle for planet Earth. This weaves its way most subtly into the entire cultural fabric of society. It includes the air we breathe, the food we eat, the vehicles we drive, the money we use, the shows we watch, the music we listen to, the politicians we vote for, and just about everything else. In simple terms, life on Earth is not left to itself and allowed to evolve on its own terms. There is interference and meddling. One group is seeking control over another, and some will not stop at the prospect of using forceful means to accomplish their ends. This brings us to the most sinister way to subjugate the population of Earth: abduction and implants.